Across the Midwest, COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations have spiked. That's forcing some hospital officials to add beds for those patients. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports that hasn't solved all their problems.
The recent COVID surge was enough to push BJC Healthcare to start deferring some scheduled procedures at hospitals in the St. Louis area. In Columbia, where the University of Missouri is located, hospitals aren't there yet. But it's not out of the question.
You know, everything's on the table.
Dr. Robin Blunt is the chief medical officer at Boone Hospital in Columbia.
It has to do with staffing capacity, number of beds, ICU needs, et cetera. You know, we look at that and say, is this something that could possibly be put off for 6 to 8 weeks?
As of Thursday, Boone had 47 COVID-19 inpatients. Blunt says the hospital is adjusting, but the numbers are unprecedented. The hospital set up a dedicated COVID-19 unit in September, and she says that met demand for the past month and a half. Now they're adding more beds. But that requires staff to work those beds, and caring for COVID-19 patients is especially taxing.
Some of these people are extremely ill, extended periods of time in the ICU, and our staff are very devoted to helping them.
Long stays in intensive care units have become a characteristic of serious COVID-19 cases, and that stresses capacity. Blunt says Boone has had to look to St. Louis and Kansas City, cities about 2 hours away, to find beds for some patients. It's not just Boone having difficulty, though. The hospital recently issued a joint statement alongside MU Healthcare and Harry S. Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital, announcing they were implementing surge plans.
So there's the potential that you could have a physical bed, but not someone to take care of them in a hospital.
Dr. Mark Wakefield is the Associate Chief Medical Officer at MU Health.
That has not happened to us yet, as far as I know, but it is definitely a potential.
Wakefield says staffing is key to the system's flexibility. MU Health can convert beds to treat COVID-19 patients as needed, but coordinating and managing personnel to care for those patients is the hard part. In the spring, when MU Health suspended elective surgeries, it was to conserve protective equipment. But Wakefield says the system has built up its supply since then.
I anticipate that if that's necessary, we'll not necessarily do a complete stop like we did in March, but we'll have more capacity to do a graduated response, you know, decide which cases can be deferred safely.
Wakefield anticipates COVID-19 admissions will continue to increase. While only a fifth of patients hospitalized in Boone County are county residents, the county has set records for new cases in the past week. Hospitalizations typically follow as close as 10 days. When it comes to what's driving the recent spike in cases, health officials point to small gatherings and complacency. Ashton Day is with the local health department.
From the case investigations we have done, it also suggests people are gathering more with friends and family. You know, it's just with people you trust, and you kind of let your guard down and you think, oh, I don't need to wear this mask, but it is still really important.
Day says her department has seen an increase in school-age children testing positive for COVID. Columbia's school board has voted to switch back to online classes. Despite the increase in cases, Missouri Governor Mike Parson has issued relatively few COVID restrictions. There's no statewide mask mandate, for example. Entering the holiday season, the broader challenge, getting people to take the virus seriously, will remain. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.